Stop it. What the...
Is she lying down
in the street?
She's impersonating Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, what's going on? And also, I don't understand why artists... I suppose they want to connect. But why they go, Brazil, when they're in Brazil. Yeah, people know they're there in Brazil.
And like, the worst is every artist that goes to every country. They go, I'm going to move here.
Cape Town! And all the Cape Townians go, yo, we know. All right. Don't you hate the Google fact checkers that give you Googled medical advice? I have a friend who's a doctor, and he says to me, if you want to cause yourself unbelievable mental anguish, then Google search the symptoms of whatever you think. You will always think, every time I got a headache, I think it's brain cancer.
Straight to cancer.
I'm going to die.
It's the first godforsaken result that comes up.
I got a week left to live. I'm going to plan what I'm going to do with it. Kyle Word is our guest this morning. We are having an unbelievable, mountainous assault of bullshit from me today. I don't know what's going on. But thank you for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having
me. We've been threatening to do this for a long time.
We have, actually.
Yeah. You know, you've been so busy with the events and everything else that it's good that we finally got it done. It's good that we finally
got it done. No, I'm excited about it.
All right, so let's get into a couple of other things you wanted to talk about, and I think we've covered some of this ground.
Yeah, I think we have, actually.
Let's just talk Trump, because I know he's a major thing. You like him. You're unashamedly, unabashedly, you find him very amusing, which I do too. I even think...
My God. I've cleansed my Instagram followers by all the Trump stuff that I follow.
So anyone
that is left, I'm safe to post whatever I like.
So what happened? Did you get people messaging you?
Oh, my God.
How dare you promote this fascist?
I got DMs and three-minute voice notes.
No.
I swear to God, that were sent to me of, oh, you're going to hell for supporting this man.
Really?
Do you know what he's really doing? Just
can we talk about this? Okay, so I do believe that two-thirds of the reason that people have such a binary view of this. Like you're either a full-on, full-blooded MAGA, Trump supporting, you know,
Jamiroquai dressing.
Yeah, you got to be one of those, or you hate him with every fiber of your being.
Yeah,
is there a little room in your world for people who find what he does and says terrifically amusing? Like when he keeps calling Canada the 51st state. I know that that's probably why Mark Carney got elected. I know that that's been counterproductive. And there's serious political people who said, yeah, but you know, if Trump had just not done the tariffs, then Pierre Poilievre could have won in Canada and we wouldn't have the left wing in Australia. And I'm not a political guy.
Mm.
I mean, most of the time when I'm forced to talk about politics, it's because it's affecting our lives or because it's fascinating or mostly because it's tremendously entertaining and amusing.
Yes.
And that's how I find Trump is. When he goes off on his tangents about the fake news, oh, you're from CNN, you're very low ratings. I find that entertaining. And I got to be honest with you, it's got very little to do with his political priorities.
The entertainment factor is, 80% of why so many people hate or love him.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And I just wish that we had a little bit of room where we would allow each other to find someone entertaining, even if they don't agree with them politically. I've always had that point of view about Julius Malema, for example. Mm. A lot of what he says is very entertaining. A lot of what he says is very, very dangerous.
Yeah.
But I'm able to distinguish. Yes. And there is some sort of nuance between love and hatred. But what are your favorite things about the guy and what converted you and what do you find as entertaining as clearly I?
Well, we find the same things entertaining when it comes to Trump. But I think a major part of it is the lack of filter. And the ability to just do and says as he please. And the fact that he does as he says. The the highlight for me so far was his AI-generated photo of the Pope that went out onto the White House.
The
on the official White House Instagram channel.
Did you see the blowback?
Yes, I saw it last night.
Not, by the way, from, you know, the Jesuits or anywhere. So someone in the media says to him at a White House press conference, which, by the way, it's nice to have a president who can do press conferences.
Yes.
Instead of who's just in a vegetative state.
And he's still looking for the podium.
Nobody's seen him since the election ended. No one's seen him.
No.
He's just, he's been memory holed. Anyway, some press person says, Mr. President, the White House official site yesterday and the official communications channel on X posted a picture of you as the Pope. Aren't you concerned that this is going to offend Catholics? And he goes, what are you kidding? You're like, am I allowed to joke? Am I not allowed to joke? You obviously you've got no idea of what humor is. But to me, the funny thing about all of this that's going on, and it is kind of crazy. I mean, we're living in this bizarro world.
Mm.
Where everything that you used to watch on TV and think was, you know, an episode of The Simpsons is happening in the real world. And it's pretty damn wild. I mean, those J.D. Vance memes are hilarious.
My God.
The Trumps. Have you seen how much gold he's put in the Oval Office? He's decorated it. I heard Kara Swisher on Bill Maher, who we've got to talk about in a second. Mm. I don't like Kara Swisher at all. I don't like any of her points of view. I think she's an extremely uptight, angry lesbian, and I don't feel like she's got anything but bitterness to contribute, frankly. But she did say this that was funny, so I'll give credit where it's due. Mm. She said, "It looks like he's ordered all his interior decor off Temu." So that is funny. So the reason I bring up Trump too this morning is because Bill Maher has got an enormous amount of blowback for going.
God.
So Bill Maher was invited to dinner at the White House with Kid Rock.
Yes.
Yeah, Kid Rock is a friend of Bill Maher's. Bill Maher has been unbelievably scathing about Trump. He said his grandfather was
a Kid Rock.
Yeah, he said his grandfather was an orangutan. I mean, like, he's been just unmitigated in his criticism of Trump, which is entirely his right. And I think that everyone in the media and everyone in society should be able to say what they think of whoever's in political office. If you're in politics, you deserve whatever criticism comes.
Mm.
There's no one who's above that. No one's immune to it.
But 90% of the media in America are all anti-Trump as well.
Of course
which
they
is...
are. Of course they are, including Bill, right? So Bill Maher goes to the White House. He's invited to lunch or dinner with Donald Trump. He goes and sits down. They have dinner. They have a very frank conversation. I mean, I haven't heard Trump's version of it. I don't know about Bill. Very low ratings. I don't watch the show, but he does.
Yeah, of course.
Anyway, I've always liked Bill Maher, even though we don't share a lot of political ground, because you can.
Yeah.
Like, surprise, surprise, it's possible to do that. Anyway, he has some interesting observations about what the real man is like, outside of what the media portray him as. Asked him a couple of tough questions, explained to him, you're making people afraid. You know, this is not the America that many of us want. You don't have to do that. But it seems to be very cordial.
Mm.
Anyway, you cannot believe the amount of shit that Bill Maher has been getting from his own side.
Yeah.
Just for having dinner with the
guys. Engaging. No,
he may as well, now they look at it. As well have been down to hell and been sodomized by the devil himself because they have thrown him under the bus completely. Yeah. There's no room again for him to have any nuanced approach to something because Orange Man bad.
Yeah.
It's just wild to me that we've lost the ability to be able to find the other side in any way human. And I feel like this is also what happens online a lot.
I was just going to say, that is a major culprit, especially anybody in the media. And the same goes for Trump, obviously. But having any different view or opinion in any which way, or whoever you hang out with, even after you've badmouthed them or had a differing opinion, social media will attack you and you think they're loyal to you as followers, and they're not. The minute you deviate away from what they think is right,
but that's why
they turn against you.
Again,
like that.
I wouldn't tell anyone else what to do because some people really want to be liked, and some people really want to be popular, and some people only want to do what everyone else thinks is cool. I think that's a horrible way to live your life. There's no authenticity there. There's no originality there. There's no character or personality there.
Yeah.
You need to be the best version of you, because the best version of you pretending to be anyone else is going to be second best. Mm. So I don't see any upside for those people who are desperate to be liked and who want the follows and the clicks and the likes. And it's just a soulless way to exist.
And it's every day in a lot of industries as well. But I mean, in particular, like we were saying in the beginning of the show, where all it comes down to are these numbers and reactions and fake comments or fake listens or fake. It's bizarre.
Even if you're paid, as anyone who's been called an influencer knows, once you've been paid by client X or Y for a certain project, do you really think they keep that report?
Mm.
You think they keep the report of how much ROI they got out of your post?
Yeah.
No. As soon as they've looked at it, they throw it away. So you
brand
need
association.
You
versus
need to be able to live.
Else.
Yeah, you need to be able to live with a view to a year, 5 years, 10 years, not immediate gratification.
Yeah, of course.
Listen. It's not. It's more important than the red or the brown free tits. It's a big thing. Okay, going back to the comments, because it's alive and well in the comments section this morning. People are saying sheeple. That's what Marco calls them. Yeah. There's a lot of sheeple in the world. Carl DeSantis says, I'm a Catholic, been a Catholic for 40 years. That picture did not offend me. Not really appropriate for the leader of the free world, but not really offensive.
Yeah.
Well, the one thing Trump is very good at, if you are going to talk about branding, is I think he's probably the greatest self-promoter.
My God.
And brand expert in all of human history.
Absolutely.
There's the picture.
So great.
Let me tell you. And I mean,
yeah, even in that press conference, he's like, "Oh, I don't think I'd be able to be married to Melania. Wouldn't that be a shame?"
Yeah, she wouldn't like that. She wouldn't like. I don't know if I could handle it. So, what kinds of things do you, as someone who does events, who's been in marketing and all that kind of thing, what do you think is going to change in this bullshit world of personal branding going forward? Because Donald Trump is sort of the end game of it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The victory conditions are all met, and once everyone has played that game, and there are winners and losers, we're going to have to move on to a new game.
Yeah.
What's going to happen in that world after this, do you think?
Like a huge thing, and especially with Trump and the way that he operates, I think a lot of people, influencers alike, or musicians or movie stars, it's rubbed off on a lot of these celebrities, I think, because, I mean, a perfect example is Kanye West, where you look at some of the outrageous things or outspoken things that Trump will do, Kanye just takes it to the next level.
Yeah.
But
Kanye's almost jumped the shark, right?
He's
taken it to a point where people go, I like this, but I don't like it that much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That you're selling a swastika t-shirt online and you're forcing your girlfriend to like walk naked down
completely.
The street with you.
Yeah. But I mean, that's what it comes down to at the moment, because it's not about this highly polished view that you're putting out and the point of view
just
that
going
these
back
fans
to
are
a bit raw.
Yeah, yeah.
Going back to
it
like
really is
real.
Yeah,
yeah. But everybody says, and this is a problem I have in particular. I still want to talk to you about podcasts and media, because that's something else that you can express valid opinions on. But people say they want authenticity.
Yeah,
they want original content. They want people with character, personality, opinions, points of view. But they don't really, especially brands. Brands, because they're run by some of the most frightened little bunny rabbits in the world, that instead of being brave enough to make marketing decisions, and listen, I mean, you can blame the ad industry too, but the advertising agencies are trying to deliver work that will get them the contract, get them the deal, get them the brief, right?
Yeah.
So they pitch it at the marketing people.
Mm.
And the marketing people are terrified of doing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
So they'd rather do nothing.
Yes.
Or they'll do the safe thing, which is we want to be a little bit, we want to be clever and controversial and cool, but we don't want to be that cool.
Yeah.
Because that would mean risk.
Yes. God forbid.
So everything has become safe.
Yes.
That's where you see billboards like, hello, Midrand.
Yeah. What? Dear God.
Who? I mean, I don't even know who that, who it was who put up those billboards, but that's like Lady Gaga going, Brazil!
Yeah, or exactly.
Robbie Williams going, fucking Cape Town!
Yeah, yeah.
It's the safest move you can make. It means zero. It shows you've got no,
no
balls.
Impact and no memory factor. So, you're not going to talk about that.
So how do you square that circle? Because when clients say they want to be edgy and authentic and raw and a little bit more real, they say that, but are they really going to bite
this
the
is
bullet
the thing.
And
they,
do it?
They say that and it becomes a conversation of, okay, cool. It goes 90% down the line of having this great wild idea so that they can actually get some talkability around it. But it always comes down to being safe because of, I mean, and this is stock standard, is trying not to offend certain people because they're going to lose X amount of fans or followers or brand loyalty is going to go down the drain. And they can't actually see past that if they do something that is a little edgy and risky, it's going to make an impact more that's more valuable than the fans or followers that they lose.
Well, I think that the real suckers are going to be the brands that still spend on celebrities.
Yes.
Those guys and are the suckers, right? I mean, someone mentions in the comment here, LJ says, get Rick Ross to
do
pick and pay, right?
Yes.
Rick Ross to do pick and pay. That must have cost them a couple of million.
Yeah.
Right?
Major. Major.
So, and I guarantee you a lot of South Africans who shop every day at Pick and Pay don't know who the fuck Rick Ross is. They don't.
No, certainly not.
I watched it. I'm like, okay, they're spending some money.
Yeah.
I'll give them credit where credit's due. They're spending money. They're trying to
great
get some
job
kind
at spending lots of money.
Right. But they're suckers.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I mean, it'd be like getting Beyonce to sing your jingle. You know, you can imagine these huge companies in the late 90s, early 2000s going, well, if we could get Madonna or Beyonce to sing our song, then we'll have an ad that'll get millions of people through the shop. That won't work anymore.
No.
I heard that for the first time ever, there are tons of empty seats at Beyonce's concerts.
Mm.
I think people are just, they're sick of it.
Yeah.
They're sick of the kind of mainstream safe stuff now. They want, and this is where your events business comes into too, they want these more intimate, more real experiences.
Yeah. Something that isn't
curated.
Yeah. I mean, listen,
curated.
I can't stand it.
That's a terrible word.
I can't stand it, G.
Is curated the worst
curated.
Word?
Curated. It's a curated experience. Bespoke. Designed.
Fuck off. What like, are we? I'm not going to the tailor.
Like, yes, put some thought behind something other than a giant stage, like Coachella, for example. That's all it is. But at the same time, it just ends up being so run-of-the-mill if there isn't some thought behind it. But at the same time, it just cannot be cringeworthy. So there's a fine line on how to actually do it well and authentically.
Okay, so Hugh Direction in the comments says, advertising to men is easy. Surely that marketing to women is slightly more complex. Okay, I think that's a really interesting point because I do also believe that marketing and advertising tend to be very female weighted.
Mm.
I think there are a lot of women. I'm not saying they're good or bad. I'm just saying it's great.
Mm.
It's great that we take stock of the fact that it's definitely weighted towards females.
Mm.
Wasn't always. I mean, Mad Men, you know.
Yes.
So and that carries its own very very severe negatives and positives with it. But I think that in general, it is safe to assume that women will take less risk.
Mm.
that women are much more about being open, communicative, compassionate, thinking of people's feelings. That's what women do.
Yeah.
Men are like, shock, horror, grab the attention. And there's also something about that in what's happening politically in the world at the moment.
Completely.
The last, I'd say, 15 years have been very much weighted towards a lot of positive and negative female traits.
Yeah.
Feminine traits, let's say. Even if it was men doing them.
Yes.
Like Justin Trudeau was a female prime minister in everything but gender.
Yes.
Ironically.
Unless he says so.
No, certainly. Keir Starmer, you can't tell me that guy's not a massive feminine bundle of energy. And that's not bad, right?
Yeah.
It's weird when it's a guy who's like that. It's appropriate when it's a woman. And then you got the other side of the coin, which is your Trump and your, you know, Pete, what's his name, who's now in charge of defense. These are like the opposite kind of guys. And those are like manly men, and then you get the feminine women. That's appropriate to the role. But I think there's been a lot of confusion in the last while. So it's not just the kids with the transgender operations. It's politics, it's events, it's marketing, it's advertising.
Completely.
People don't really know what they want.
No.
And that is a sign also of decadence. It's a sign that things are too good in the world for too many people.
Yeah, that's, I mean, the way, I mean, you talk of Mad Men, for example, but like people still don't know what they want. Like you were saying, they want authenticity and a peek behind the curtain, which, yeah, sometimes it does have a better perception for somebody to actually get up close and personal. But at the same time, if you aren't absolutely trying to make an impact with saying that this is what you want and what you need, it's completely changed from that, from one extreme to the next.
Yeah, 100% right. Okay, so let's move on to some other things, because I've got a list of things I wanted to talk to you about this morning. Yes, I prepared a list.
Oh my God.
So apparently there's a guy who took the most viewed picture of all time. Do you know what the picture is?
No.
Okay, you're not going to believe this. Some people will go, oh, I haven't seen that. You probably have. This is the most viewed picture of all time, all right? Take a look.
Of course.
Okay. Where's that? Where did you see it?
Window.
I thought that was fake, but it's an actual photograph, okay? This guy is Chuck O'Rear.
Wasn't that XP? I'm sure Windows XP.
Yeah. Windows XP Bliss. That's what it's called. That's the wallpaper that was taken by chance in 1996 during a drive through California. Shot with a high quality camera on vivid Fuji film. Yeah? Film?
Film.
The photo later sold to Microsoft for $100,000.
Wow.
Yes. It was so much that the man had to personally deliver the original because the couriers wouldn't insure it. Though he spent 25 years working for National Geographic, it is that photo that made him globally recognized, with the image still appearing worldwide decades later. His name, though, very embarrassing name, Chuck O'Rear.
Okay.
O-R-E-A-R. O'Rear. Chuck O'Rear. It sounds like a fake, jokey name that they would have given in Police Academy to the gay cop.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you go to Chuck O'Rear over there?
Hi, I'm Chuck O'Rear.
That's his name. I love that.
I
didn't realize that picture was for real, though.
Well, there was no AI back then. No. So.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a picture, huh? That doesn't look real. And I'm told it's on Fujifilm? Holy shit. That's something you don't hear anymore. Fujifilm.
Yeah, my God, when last? You know what is quite fascinating to me, and I've seen this a lot lately, is in the clubs. I mean, fine, it's not a film camera, but at clubs and bars and venues, there's a very young market that have these digital cameras now. And they're not
digital
using
or disposable?
Their phones. No, digital.
You're joking.
So like they've
why
they're not going as far back as a disposable camera with a film in it, but there's digital cameras floating around that I see all the time. And I can't get my head around. They're not using their phone. They're using.
Why?
I don't know. It's so bizarre.
We need a Gen Z to explain this shit to us. I don't understand that.
If it were a disposable camera and you go and get them developed, cool, fun, I get that. But my God. Or a Polaroid, sure, makes sense. But something that's a digital camera that's from the early 2000s, I just cannot get my head around it.
Here's Uncle Duncan's electronics shack. That's a serious thing. It says in the comments, if you drive past the place where that photo was taken, you would have to know or you wouldn't spot it. Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But that, again, you could be in some place that's hideous. Let's say hideous. Let's say average. Because hideous sticks out. You can tell hideous. You know, like someone hideous. If someone hideous walks into a place, everyone goes, what? All right. But if it's average, and you look, sometimes a very average thing can look beautiful from the right angle, the right lighting, risky. the right saturation. And I'm no photographer, but I've taken some pictures sometimes. No, I've taken some pictures sometimes and thought, I made that very average place look nice. Yeah. Or I took a beautiful place and made it look average.
Yeah.
You know? It's a funny thing. So, yes, Uncle Duncan's Electronics Shack, I agree with you. Shorten that for the comments section. P. Naidu says, does anyone know where a place to clean, where you could go to clean a roll of film? Why? What have you been doing with it? Why is it dirty? Why is your film dirty, P. Naidu? Carl says, Chuck O'Rear is what homosexuals play at night. Yeah, well, looks like where the Teletubbies live. Put it up again. You kind of expect the sun to go in the background, right? Yeah, it does look. So Chris says, this hideous person walks into a bar. You know, I did see someone. I saw someone. Frighteningly hideous the other day.
Did you take a photo?
I know, I had to catch my breath. Yeah, you know, I know I'm no oil painting, all right? So I have to start with that proviso because there's going to be someone who has never watched this show before, never heard me before. And, oh, who's that fucking arsehole? He's no oil painting. That's always what they say. So I acknowledge, just to diffuse the situation, I acknowledge from the start, I'm in no position to be throwing shade at hideous people, okay, but this person was the top end of them was disproportionate to the bottom end of them. They looked like a cartoon where the head and the torso are huge, and then these little pig's trotters underneath, and they had funny little arms that didn't match the big potato.
Like
a big potato body and a potato head and toothpicks with bacon wrapped around them for the arms and the feet. Very, very weird shape of person. And I thought,
oh, God.
I just wonder what it took to breed that person into existence. Those parents must have calculated the odds and looked at each other because they can't be. There's no way that they've, like, supermodel material, the parents. The parents must have looked at each other and thought,
the gift of DoorDash, give it away.
Well, they must have thought, look at us. We're standing here naked. We're about to fuck. Do we really need to do this? What are we going to produce? Do we need to inflict this on the earth? And they said yes. They didn't care. They weren't interested. They weren't like, you know what? Let's skip this one. We'll sit this one out. Maybe we're not the best specimens to be delivering the next generation into existence.
One's got to outweigh the other, but if they're both equally bad, dear God.
Well, I
might as well smoke and do drugs.
I wanted
while pregnant.
To speak to her and ask her who her parents were. I wanted to know more of the story, but I didn't. Yeah,
I'm surprised you'd get a photo and like Dr. Moreau.
Everyone's for example. So there was this moment on this ship when I was there with Kyle and Mikasa and a whole lot of these people, and there's this woman.
Oh my God! I still laugh at it.
She won some competition, right?
Some lipstick shit.
Jay something was giving away prizes, and this woman wins, and she looks like She's got the hat,
yes,
with the scarf tied under it, and a white flowing cat Danny chin. Robe, double chin,
chin blocker,
and she looked like Dr. Moreau from
completely.
Who was it? Who it was?
Someday they may never come from the.
The Godfather, man. What's his fucking... Marlon Brando.
Yeah, Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando in the island. Just find a picture of Dr. the island of Dr. Moreau. This woman looked exactly like him. So she wins the prize, and I'm standing backstage with you and some other people, and I gesture, I beckon her over.
Yeah, completely.
I beckon to her, and I go, hey, won't you come over here? So she's like on cloud nine. She's just won a prize. Yeah. So she's very proud of herself. And I said to her, you know who you look like. And I show her the picture.
No, you said, can I have a photo with you
first? Oh, yeah. I said, yeah, I need a photo.
Because I don't think she would have agreed that quickly to have a photo. But it was,
no, I mean, she's
can
like,
I have a photo with you? Yeah. No, this is why I asked for a photo.
And then I said, I must tell you why I wanted the photo with you. Because you look like Dr. Moreau.
Oh, my God.
Dr. Moreau. It's an old movie about, have you ever seen it?
Yes, years ago.
Okay, so it's about this island where this crackpot scientist is busy genetically modifying and mixing, making hybrids of humans and animals. So it's a very disturbing movie, actually.
Yeah, for sure.
And by the way, I remember the first time I saw it, I thought, holy mother of God, this is not good. Whoever, twisted person came up with this. But I think living in 2025, there are probably people who are experimenting in all sorts of immoral and unethical ways with human bodies and animal bodies and mixing things up. I mean, we know what we're doing with pigs, for example, growing them just so that they grow an ear on their back. So we could prove that we could grow a human ear. And there's some pig running around somewhere with a fucking ear on its back. Don't tell me we're that far off Dr. Moreau, right?
Yeah.
Have you got a picture of him? That's him.
That's it.
Okay, there's Dr. Moreau on the right. And that's his dwarf on the left. Because he had this weird little dwarf who in the movie would follow him around everywhere.
I've got to ask you with
events and things. People are fairly shameless. We talk about hideous or dressing like Dr. Moreau or whatever. You do a lot of these events. It strikes me that there are a bunch of people who just don't have any idea what they look like in certain outfits. And I'm not just talking about the fat ones who wear the very skimpy things, right? I'm talking some of these girls and guys. Okay, it's across the board. They are wearing outfits that are not flattering.
No.
They're not hiding things like Dr. Moreau's kaftan, okay?
Yes.
And the lady on the ship. She looked very tasteful.
Yeah.
Looked like Dr. Moreau, but she was tasteful.
For why it was being
worn. She was covering up because she doesn't. But you got to figure out for me why, and you've probably seen more of it than I have, because I don't go to as many events. The way people dress during the day, during the night, they're wearing... The midriff's exposed, but it looks like a fucking custard pudding. What's going on with
like
people?
A custard slice with the stomach squeezing out.
Right. It's coming out. It's mushrooming out. Now, what has happened? Because there used to be a time where if you looked like that, you just stayed at home.
Yes.
Or you wore something to cover it up.
Social media again.
It's made it
body positive.
There's no shame.
No shame.
No shame.
It all comes back down to what people are consuming online and trying to make themselves feel better around, I'm body positive. And if you fat shame me or make me feel insecure in any way, I'll take you to social media.
No,
For God's sake.
And then they're taking pictures with their with their digital cameras.
With the digital cameras.
Of them. Enormous. Yeah. And wearing the
and there's
skimpiest...
no super zoom out on them, so it's
no. They're
a problem.
Just wearing the skimpiest little outfits, and I can't understand how you'd go out with all the fat mushrooming out of you,
or those that dress up like Joan Collins.
Yeah, they dress
it's
up like Joan Collins.
At the very least, you're dressed up. Versus
what is your take?
The skimpy.
What is your take on male makeup? Do you think it's a good thing or a bad thing?
I know some
guys who do it, and I'm not talking because they've got to be on a TV show or something.
No.
They do it all the time.
Yes.
There are some of them who are, in my mind, they're overdoing it.
Yeah.
But I don't have a problem. I thought I'd have a problem with it, but I don't actually have a problem with it. Yeah, I think if a guy wants to wear the makeup to make himself feel more confident, then
yeah, so be it.
It's the same as girls. Don't plaster it on.
Yeah.
Don't overdo it.
Because the minute the flash goes off on the camera, you look like a ghost.
Yeah, and I wouldn't do it. Also, you get that funny thing. And I've always seen this with
girls.
Or you
hug someone with a dark T-shirt. And half their face
right.
Imprints on there.
Yeah. What the hell? Is that the Met Gala?
That's male makeup.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, no, that's on a whole nother level, though.
That's I'm looking at this picture now of this guy entirely covered in silver from head to toe. I think it's a bit much.
Just a bit much?
I think it's a little, it's a bit over the top.
Who is that? Is that Lil Nas X or something? Yeah, it seems like something he would do.
Who?
Lil Nas X.
Oh, yeah, him. Okay, I know who he is. No, I know, I do know who he is. The way you guys said it, it sounded like Lil Mouse X. I'm like, can't you speak clearly? Do you think he eats red Fritos or the brown ones? That's what I'm really interested in. I'm still working
probably
on my,
brown.
I'm still working on my shopping list. Honestly, that's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about it 24/7. Doesn't take much to completely obsess me. This is what I've got to think about.
Send somebody to use an app.
Yeah, so because people were saying that JD Vance looks like he's wearing eyeliner. That's why
yes,
I bring it up.
Okay. I mean, Trump and his bronzer.
I hated wearing TV makeup so much when I used to have to do the weekly shows on E and then. Let me just be clear on ENCA. Did you say something on E?
Yeah.
People are like, you were doing E every week?
EVOD.
Fuck, can you imagine? And by the way, Kyle and I got this ongoing joke about EVOD because in the airport in Johannesburg, I don't know if they just haven't changed them because they haven't got a new client, but
Jesus, it's EVOD, been years now.
It's been up in the arrivals passage at OR Tambo. For what, like 6 years?
I swear to God.
I don't know one person who's got EVOD. No one has ever said to me.
It's the only way I know of it because of that airport
there's
trip.
There's a show, and we talk about TV shows here all the time. They're like, there's a show you got to see on EVOD.
No one has ever said that.
No. Is it,
that could be a line to activate a sleeper agent.
It could
that
be.
No one would ever use.
Yeah. Some Al Qaeda group has just gone.
Just
whoa, fuck, we better
we've activated
up
something.
Takeover. I'm telling you, it's all happening. So EVOD, every time I would go through the airport, I'd send this to you, and I'd say, "Who the fuck watches this?" If anyone in the comments section, anyone who's listening
I'm dying
live,
to see if anyone,
or even if you're not listening live and you listen at some other point during the week to this show, and you're like, I'm an EVOD subscriber. Please, I got to get you in here for 3 hours. I will talk to you. You must be such an outlier. You probably don't even have a phone. That is weird. EVOD. There we go. There. But that's a new ad.
That's a much newer ad.
The older ads. The ads they've got in the airport is so fucking old.
One of them say, net your flicks up.
Oh, is
that's
that
what it says. I'm like, Netflix up. I mean, come.
Wow.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Yeah, I mean, what the fuck is EVOD, says Simon. Matthew Dixon, what's an EVOD? Yeah, I can't help you guys. I don't know because I've never started. I wouldn't even know how I could access it. Is this a piece of hardware that you have to bop into your TV? I mean, like, how does it even work? Apparently the WWE SmackDown is on there. Well, I have to survive without it.
Yeah.
What the fuck is EVOD, says Carl. Is it a food? I've been to an airport a lot. I've never heard of this. It's in the arrivals.
Yes.
It's probably still there.
Yeah, it is.
When did you get back?
Sunday morning.
Yeah, you saw it then.
I did.
Still fucking there.
I didn't even want to send you a photo because it's over now. It's the same billboard.
Yeah, I've seen the ads
seen
more
it,
than I've seen EVOD. Yeah.
No, it's unbelievable.
This is what happens when you pay your TV license. Yeah, all right. We're not going there again, right? We don't need to.
No.
No, I paid mine. It's a long story. I don't need to go into it. You don't even know this. It's very embarrassing. I'm embarrassed about very few things in my life. That is one.
Paying your TV license.
Yeah, I had to buy a TV. Oh, are we going here again? I had to buy a TV for my domestic worker, and then I thought, well, I'll pay my TV license because you can't buy a TV unless you have it.
Yeah.
And so I stupidly paid it. And now everyone in the audience, they cannot get enough of tearing me a new asshole in my back because I've paid my – and in fact, not just them, everyone in the office, people on the street. I've had someone walked up to me the other day. And I was sitting having lunch with someone else. And this random person walks up and goes, you pay your TV license, you fucking loser. And then they walk away. The person I was having lunch with, she looked at me and went, what the fuck was that? And I had no explanation for it. Leave me alone. Leave Britney alone. Just leave me alone, okay, please.
That is a great artist to talk about. And what? Why you should not drink and do drugs. Britney Spears.
Yo.
What is she posting? Dear mother of God.
So I want to just say at this point, to all those people who were in the Free Britney crowd,
yes,
right?
This is why.
Let me remind you, you people are part of the problem. You guys all said, no, it's not, it's so unfair. Her dad is in control of her money. They're all manipulating her. Remember, there's nothing wrong with Britney. She's being held captive against her will. Do you remember all that stuff?
Yeah.
That Free Britney crowd. Yes. They all said, no, we've got to give her money, give her control of the kids, give her control of her own life. What a terrible idea.
Jesus.
I just want to say that's the most stupid idea imaginable, because that woman is a chocolate fireplace. She is nuclear.
It's like
we've all seen the one where she's dancing with knives and shit.
Yes.
Now there are new ones.
Yes. On, where she's on just, the edge of a yacht.
She shouldn't be on the edge of anything.
And what's hysterical is the captain and a security guard is standing behind her, like by the edge, and she's going at it, pulling all the, like, I sense it around. I'm like, this? Drugs are bad, MK.
Drugs are bad, MK. Telling you, dude.
No, there's something, it's outrageous. It's hysterical.
It is such a disturbing thing to see that, and you know, again, some people think money will solve their problems, fame will solve their problems. Britney, I think, was always going to be crazy.
Yeah.
I think there's a thing. Remember, she's from the swamps of like, no, she is. She's from like Alabama or Mississippi or something. She grew up as a trailer park girl. And that's not an insult. Look it up. It's true. Britney Spears. Oh, here we go. Roxanne says it's not Britney. I'm convinced it's a lookalike. It's Britney. She was always this crazy. Just because she was this cute, like slightly too sexy for her age girl doing Hit Me Baby One More Time doesn't mean that the real Britney wasn't like, I'm going to eat myself some gator tonight and take heroin and fentanyl when I have 5 minutes spare. Like, that's what she is. I'm going to cook up some roadkill. That's the real Britney.
Put some possum on the barbecue.
Right. Fucking, we're the critters. We got to fry some critters. Start up the barbecue, Dad. I'm in the other trailer with your mom. I'm in the double wide. That's Britney. And she was always going to be crazy. So you add money and you add fame to it. And it becomes an enabler. Yeah. It doesn't become a salvation.
Mm.
She wasn't going to be better. Did you ever? She had a sister called Jamie Lynn.
Yeah.
I don't think she's much better. No. Jamie Lynn. She's a disaster too. Honestly, if you grow up in the swamps of the South.
Yeah.
And you aren't eaten by crocodiles, you're going to grow up to be a terrible adult. Those alligators, not crocodiles. Those alligators are doing their part for humanity. They
cleansing
are,
the world.
Right.
Of risky.
They come out of those swamps at night, and the ones who are sleeping on the ground get taken out.
Uh,
How did we get onto Britain?
I brought it up at some point for some
possum. Shit. What is this, Las Vegas? Nah, fam. There's grilled frog on the table. That's what Matthew says. You can take the girl out of the trailer park, but the trailer park never leaves the girl. I remember I had this song that I used to play on my radio show. About, she's a trailer park woman. She's a motorhome princess. She's the queen of manufactured housing. And whenever I had like a Britney thing, that would come up for some reason. So it's definitely there, you know?
So there we go.
Holy hell. I mean, she's still in pretty good shape. Let's give credit where it's due. No, she doesn't look too bad. Check, that stomach's quite flat. And the eyes are sad.
The crazy's leaking out of the eyes.
The crazy's coming out of the eyes. You could actually, and it's, let me tell you, you know you're very ill when things come out of your eyes. Okay? Brittany, if you can zoom in on the eyes, those are sad eyes.
No, that's... But.
And there's a cat. Or no, they're dogs. They're two little Maltese poodles.
I'm very curious what happened to them after this photo.
I always think people who have Maltese poodles pose with knives, and you should be aware. Maltese poodles? Sure sign. They're of a kind with Brittany. Maltese poodles. That's the most dangerous thing in that picture. Not Brittany with a knife. The fucking Maltese poodle. Have you noticed the Maltese, talk about things leaking from the eye. Maltese poodles always have those terrible marks here.
Stained from.
Big fucking ugly, teary, slimy, gross eye gunk. That's... The Maltese poodles. Dreadful things.
It
really.
Dies. It just dies.
You don't have a Maltese poodle.
No, you know I don't.
Just checking. The Illuminati has taken her soul. No, Chomotso. She sold her soul for some fentanyl. That's all. When Donald Trump says, we've got a huge problem with drugs, the gang's bringing the drugs, Britney is responsible for buying at least, 8% of them.
Yeah.
Just for her own personal use. And she does share like 1% with Jamie or Ian.
She helps the war on drugs by holding it.
I'm so glad we got to Maltese poodles because I've been irritated about them for a long time and felt they needed to be dealt with on the show.
Shame.
You know, like Chomotso says over 40 shouldn't go to a festival.
It's the dog's turn now.
We've settled the Fritos brown and
we
and
managed
red.
To do that.
Even though
we disagree.
And we even got to Maltese poodles, which was on my agenda for the longest fucking time. And it's 8 o'clock.
And I can't it's believe 8 o'clock.
We have run out of time. Is there anything else you wanted to throw in there?
I think we...
No plugs, no promotions.
Certainly not. No.
You don't want extra followers and likes?
No, because I'll probably end up having them unfollow me for some of the shit that I'll end up posting.
Good. There, let it be shown. Let the record show. That Kyle Word is the first guest who does not want you to follow him or pay any attention to his social media.
Because you'll just...
With peace and love. Do not send him emails. Do not try to contact him. Do not DM him about his Donald Trump posts. He does not want to reply to you. Just go about your Wednesday with peace and love and leave him alone. Is that right?
Perfect. Thank you very much.
All right, everybody. Thank you. It's been lots of fun. I can't believe we talked shit for 2 whole hours. Mind you, this is what we do in our spare time.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, thank you to everybody in the comment section. And we will see you on Friday, 6 o'clock. Yeah, 6 o'clock, bright and early. James, let's not be late. All righty. Ciao.
Ciao.
More jobs, less automation.
Yeah.
Prioritize education.
Yeah.
More income in this nation.
Yeah!
We got the answer with a tiny bit of legislation. Kids, back down the mines.
Yeah!
Kids, back down the mines.
Yeah!
Kids, back down the mines. Kids, back down the mines. Right, so you're not all sold on that one, so we'll try another angle, okay? Equal opportunities.
Yeah!
Include the minorities.
Yeah!
Help to all the refugees.
Yeah!
We got the answer.